Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So apparently people have officially crossed the line with AI. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We are no longer using it to write emails, help with homework, or figure out what's for dinner.
No.
People are now using AI to see what their future kids or their future spouse is going to look like.
No, it's insane.
It's like, wow, that person is really jacked up.
And you know what? It's cute and fun, but I low-key think it's dangerous. And AI scares the crap out of me. It really does. Because there are things that they can do, they, them, she, her.
It.
It. I'm like talking about them like they're a real person. That it can do.
No offense, AI.
No,
don't want to assume your pronouns.
Respectfully, of course. And found myself in a situation last night. I love chat. I talk to chat every day. Chat helps me with a lot of things that I need to do that make my life a lot easier. And it can do it better than I ever could. And it helps with outlines and guidance of things. You know, it's not the end all be all, but it gets a nice start going for you. Yesterday, I'm like winding down, getting ready for bed. I'm about to brick my phone so I can basically like shut it off for the night.
Yeah.
And I get a text message from my fiance who's outside taking the dog out.
Oh, so she texts you while she was outside.
Literally, we were apart for like 2 minutes. So I get a text from her. I'm like, I hope everything's okay, because the last time I got a text from her 5 seconds after she left, she smashed into a deer. So I was like, what's going on here? And she goes, she sent me a screenshot of her in chat and goes, it's a photo of her and I. And she goes, make us a family. And chat comes back with me, her, our two kids, and a random man in the corner, which I'm assuming is probably you.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Let me see that. Please show. Let me please. I thought it was more cartoonish. This is an actual.
No, this is an
actual photo. Who's the dude?
We don't know. We do not know. No, we don't know.
Oh, at least you have a son. You have a little, very cute little girl.
We're in a throuple with a man.
You, Patrice, and I'm assuming that's me.
Yep, fully you. Fully you. So yeah. slide to the next page.
Can I just say, extremely cute kids.
Right. Of course. I mean, they're mine. So slide to the next page, and that's like what it would be if it was just the four of us.
This is creepy.
It's creepy. So I'm like, she's like, this is what our kids would look like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
You gonna let your kid wear this much beige? He looks like a Band-Aid.
So, okay. I have the photo. I'll post it on our Instagram at 90pixbyrochester and Breezy on Air.
Please.
So I'm like, okay, this is like cute and fun and like it's fun to play pretend. But I think that this is very dangerous moving forward for a lot of different reasons. Number one, this is kind of giving and setting people up for an expectation of what their future kids are going to look like that will not probably ever lead up to what it is.
Big right? time.
It
no.
really won't.
And
it's just not going to.
Imagine showing that photo to your actual kid one day. Like, yeah, sweetie. This is what AI said you'd look like, and honestly, it oversold it.
I think it's leading to like disappointment. Obviously, you're going to love your kids, of course, but if you have this idea of what your kids are going to look like in your head and it's just your imagination, that's one thing. When it's on a screen in front of you, that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother ballgame. And you know my fiance Patrice, she loves to perseverate on things. So her being like, oh, well, you know, this is our son and this is what he's going to look like and blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a level of disappointment when we actually do have a child.
Of course.
And it's like, oh, well, they, you know, aren't a towhead and they have pitch black hair and whatever. It's not what I was expecting drummed up for me.
They're jacked up. Yeah, they're not cute.
And I think it's like cute in theory, but I think this is the level of danger.
It's emotional.
With AI?
It's emotional damage. At what point? At what point do we just let life surprise us again? You know what I mean? When do we do that? Why can't it just be a surprise? I've played out in my head so many times of what my kid was going to look like. I'm not using AI,
right?
But just I've seen
normal.
It. I'm in the hospital room. My wife gives birth. They hand me the baby. It's a different skin color. Yep. I've played this.
He goes, I'm out. An easy out for me.
Deuces.
Yeah. So the whole AI thing, and I think it's just toying with people's emotions. It's one thing, like you said, to help you write an email and, you know, do a little one sheet here and there. But to be like, here are your kids, it's creepy.
No, it is. But I could totally understand, too. I understand why people are so
curious. Because we all want to know things about things that we have no idea about. And we want to know what's to come and we want to know what's next. And we don't want the element of surprise as humans. We can't handle it.
But that's the thing. Okay, you're going to use AI to see what your future spouse or kids looks like. Fine. Go ahead, though, and take it with a grain of salt. There are so many people that are so confident in this technology that they're thinking, oh, this is exactly what my kid is going to look like. Says who?
Yeah.
Who says?
No, I know. I'll post those photos for you guys. not Patrice framing them around our home.
Oh, no.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
We as a community are rallying around a 14-year-old right now who was involved in a ski accident, who resides in Fairport, skiing over the weekend, and they were involved in a collision, according to a family member. There are injuries that they are obviously recovering from right now, serious injuries at Strong Memorial Hospital. And, I mean, 14-year-old boy from Fairport, you know, just going to ski, having a good time with his friends and family on Saturday afternoon. And now he's in pretty critical condition. He's pretty banged up. There is a GoFundMe right now. His name's Alessio, and like I said, 14 from Fairport. They're hoping he pulls through. But this is what I'm always talking about when we come on here and we talk about rallying behind people in this community. His family's already been able to raise around $13,000 as of yesterday at 4 p.m. So obviously this is going to be a long road ahead of him for recovery and things of that nature. So that $13,000 and growing is huge and extremely helpful for his family. They're just hoping that they can – this money will allow them to focus on what's important, and that's supporting Alessio and making sure that the recovery process is, although it going to be very long, smooth, and indeed, his family says that they are incredibly – overwhelmed and grateful for the support of the community. And that's just what we do here in Rochester.
Of course. I mean, they're facing overwhelming medical expenses.
Unbelievable. Unimaginable, truly.
Yeah, they're trying to get that $22,000 goal. If you guys are able to help, by all means, it would mean the world to them. But we're thinking of Alessio.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping he pulls through.
Yep.
Coming up on the show, you guys, what do you do when you're on a double date and you find yourself way more into your friend's date than your own?
Whoopsie.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Troy, who says he found himself in that exact situation, and he wants to figure out what the best course of action is when it comes to moving forward. We're going to get Troy on the phone with us coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What do you do when you're on a double date and find yourself way more into your friend's date than your own?
Ooh.
Sounds like our buddy Troy got himself into a pickle.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. baby, now let's make love tonight. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? 40 for the high. Picture it. You go out with friends or a double date, and you're like, man, I am connecting with this other person way more. What do you do? Because if you handle it wrong or you jump the gun, it can very much backfire and turn messy, can it not?
Yeah.
Let's get to our boy on with us this morning. Troy, sounds like you're in a little bit of a dilemma, buddy.
Hey, yeah, good morning. I definitely am in somewhat of a dilemma.
Well, we hate to hear that, but yeah, we honestly love the content. Tell us everything.
How can we help?
Yeah, I don't... I've been thinking about how to try to phrase this without sounding like I'm the bad guy. I don't know if I can do it. I just feel very conflicted.
We're off to a great start.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, let me give you the scoop or whatever. So I went on this double date with my buddy this past weekend, and he met the girl he's going out with like a month or so ago now, and he seems like obsessed with her, which is okay, a red flag for sure. He's just like... he love bombs. You know what I mean? He can be desperate, yeah, and then he love bombs, and yeah, it just sort of works against him.
Okay, he's a love bomber. Okay.
She has this friend, and they wanted to do like a double date thing, sort of like set me up or whatever. Long story short, it's not long into this date, and I realize
you're feeling her.
I'm not feeling my date. I'm feeling his date.
Oh.
Like that his girl and I have chemistry.
Right. Okay.
Like,
when did you...
It was a little awkward even on the date, because, like, we had this chemistry that I feel like they could sense, too. Do you know what I mean?
Please. Yeah. Was it really that strong?
That's how I felt, and I feel like I know myself pretty well. Like, we were vibing.
Okay. Were you sitting next to her or across from her? She was sitting next to your boy, right?
Yeah, she's sitting next to her, but like, we're still, like, I don't know, I feel like there were more, like, in like moments, looks between us than there were between the two of them.
First of all, where did you guys go to dinner, if you don't mind me asking?
We went out to dinner at Vern's on Park Ave.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It's really cozy in there.
Yeah, you guys were in close quarters.
It's intimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We're having a good time, and we're like, I can tell her and I were into the same things, and I don't know. The girl I'm on, like, that I was set up with, she's cute. And we, like, it was nice to be there with her, but I'm not, like, that's not what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? I'm looking for someone who I'm like, whoa.
What, first of
you're
all,
it for me, not just cute.
Oh, so the girl you went out with was not it.
Well, no, because the girl that he went out with, I'm like, you are it. You know what I mean? Like, the two things are in the same room.
Oh, my God. Right.
Yeah, dude, that's fair enough. I mean, you know what you like. How are you going to handle this situation? What are you looking? I mean, did you tell your boy? You didn't tell him.
No,
of course you didn't.
No way. There's no way.
You kept it to yourself.
So that's why I'm here right now with you, because I'm kind of like, what if I did just go for it?
Is he really that much of a friend?
Look, I love my buddy. He's a good dude or whatever, but there's no way he's her type. And I know she'd be happier with me. And I'm like, okay, about this friendship?
Wow.
Troy,
bad friend.
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, dude.
Bad friend.
I haven't betrayed him yet. I'm talking to you guys about it. I feel like I'm here on the edge of a cliff, and I don't know if I should step back.
You know, it wouldn't be the right thing to do. And obviously, if you want to have this conversation with your friend, be honest with us. Did everyone exchange Instagrams? Did you get the girl you went on a date with her Instagram?
I got her Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got your date's Instagram. What about your buddy's girl? Did you find her on IG and slide in her DMs? Be honest with me.
Yeah, I definitely did. I definitely did.
Now you guys liking each other's stories. Oh, my God.
This
is a lot.
An absolute classic tale.
It's a tale as old as time. It really is.
You would betray him, man. It would not be the right thing to do if you went behind his back. He met this girl a month before you did. He obviously really likes her. Grant, listen, if he love bombs her, that's on him if it doesn't work out. But you need to wait for that to play out before you jump in. That's my opinion.
I don't know, man. Don't you feel like if you see the person that you're supposed to be with, don't you feel like you need to call it out?
How do you know you're supposed to be with her?
I have that feeling, man. I know it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What?
What would you guys do in this situation? Does Troy act on this, or does he completely leave it alone? Because we're talking about his buddy's girl here that he's been dating for a month. Whether or not you think you're a better match, I don't think it's the right thing to do, Troy. 585-252-9800. Guys, text us. Give us a call.
I'm just a big believer in, you know, no risk, no reward.
Okay. I mean, clearly.
No,
I don't,
literally.
I do not think it would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's a lot. Touché. And honestly, you're never going to be friends with him again, or your relationship's going to be permanently tainted. And I stand on that.
Can I ask?
10 toes down.
I'm going to ask you something real quick, Troy, and I'm going to let you go.
If
going out with this girl meant losing your friend for good, would you do it?
The silence is
probably
evident. Yep.
Probably? Yeah, you're a bad friend.
Yep.
Okay, Troy. No, we're not here to judge, buddy. Thank you for calling in, though, man. I'm going to get to some messages. Why don't you sit tight and hear what other people have to say?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Sound good? All right, good luck, man. Keep us posted. We'll talk soon.
He goes, we're not here to judge. Immediately judges him.
Can we just all agree right now? This is going to end badly for everyone.
No, it's
because
horrible.
Here's
it's
the thing.
Horrible.
Here's the thing. If his buddy hasn't already heard this and is hearing it right now, that friendship is on life support. And I'll say this. I think Troy already knows what he's going to do.
I think so, too.
You hear the confidence in his voice?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't should I energy. This is I'm already halfway there.
I'm
He's
one
slid
foot
into
out the
our
door,
DMs.
And I need you guys to give me that last little push. And we didn't do that for him.
I think he's going to end up with his buddy's girl. All right, let me get to a few quick messages. Laura is here. If that girl is feeling the chemistry like he is, then they should go for it. Whether it's messy or not, true love today is rare.
Okay.
So is loyalty.
Right.
Leslie says, I can't believe he's even admitting this on air. Troy, there's a reason people call guys like you dirtbags. He's a walking red flag.
He is a walking red flag. And honestly, if his friend's listening to this right now, he knows who he is. He knows he's coming for his girl. Mr. Steal Your Girl. Like, this is textbook. And he needs to be prepared to lose a friend because he's not.
It's not gonna keep it. I'm telling you, it's messy. Let me go over our boy Marcus. I say my boy Troy needs to shoot his shot, but have a conversation with your buddy first out of respect. Marcus, that ship sailed a long time ago, man.
Very much so.
Yeah.
This person says, if he's okay with losing his friend, then go get your girl. Not people backing him up.
And this is not a true friend.
This person says, he sounds like he would be a love bomber.
He so badly was hoping we were going to be like, yeah,
go for
go
it. Life's short. Do you. 98 PXY.